like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please.
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, it didn't take long for the Colorado Buffs to find their replacement for Lawson Lovering. Do you remember us talking about TCU center Eddie Lampkin Jr. kind of backed out from TCU as they were getting into the Big 12 conference tournament? Well, he is going to be transferring over to Colorado to play under Tad Boyle. How about that? How good is he? He appeared in 24 games for the Horned Frogs this past season. He averaged 6 points and 6 rebounds per game. This isn't just a little interesting to me. Now, he left the team because he said, hey, there were racially insensitive remarks from TCU's head coach, head coach Jamie Dixon. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's all true because Tad Boyle does his research on this kind of stuff. So he's not going to bring in a guy that would just quit on his team for no good reason. And I suppose that's as good a reason as any. He's coming to see you. There you go. You got your starter at center back, at least. We'll see how that looks going forward. How about the Blazers beating the Timberwolves in largest NBA upset in 30 years, Angel? The Blazers, without most of their guys, I think it was like dudes like you and me out there playing for them, Angel. They were a 19.5-point dog in that game. Who bets on the Timberwolves in that game, though? I don't like taking 7-point spreads, let alone a 19.5-point spread. They were missing 4 starters. Dame, of course, was one of them. They rallied back from a 12-point deficit in the second half to edge the playoff-minded Timberwolves 107 to 105 in Minneapolis. Chauncey Billups said every single person that got out on that floor tonight, they gave it all they had, and that's all I want from our guys, to play as hard as you can, play unselfish, and be a good teammate, and see what happens. Insanity. What does this one mean? Maybe we should be asking Tanner Schwint, our resident UFC guy. UFC, WWE combined to create $21.4 billion entertainment company. They're joining forces, Angel. They're coming together. It's a new publicly traded company. Will house UFC and World Wrestling Entertainment brands, with Endeavor Group Holdings, Inc. taking a 51% controlling interest in the new company. Existing WWE shareholders will hold a 49% stake. So, is it an umbrella? They just kind of own both of them? Or are we going to see? Because there already is a lot of crossover. You know, Brock Lesnar's and Ronda Rousey and those kind of fighters/wrestlers.
Is this the UFC's way of getting some more TV deals?
Yeah, it is. Because I'm telling you, if you want, I'm not a big UFC guy. I'm not a little UFC guy, to be real honest with you. But if you want to grow your brand, stop with the pay-per-view nonsense. Even WWE, who has pay-per-views, you can still watch them every single Monday and Thursday night.
Monday Night Raw UFC edition?
That's what you need.
You start getting these guys with their intro music.
That's
you make
what
these
you
characters
need
for the UFC.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
Just keep it real.
At least make it nationally televised on a somewhat of a regular basis. That doesn't mean you can't still have your Super Bowl MVPs once in a while. WrestleMania was over the weekend for 2 days for some reason. That happens. But there's still Monday Night Raw. There's still every week you can see your favorite guys. Now, you're not going to see UFC guys every single week. I get that because they have to train for months and months. But at least being able to have a stretch of fights on, you know, you have a big fight this month, and then next month you got another big fight, and all these random cards and stuff blowing up. It's how you grow your brand. So yeah, this probably is that. Can't imagine it's going to be a melding of the two. Don't see how that would really work. But it's They're going to make a lot of
money. Take the cage off the UFC and just put ropes.
Just put ropes. Have them do power bombs and all that stuff.
It's not an octagon. It's now a square.
Climb up. Oh, yeah. Is it really?
Change it up a little bit.
I guess, yeah.
Get the best
of
both,
have them do that.
Both fighting.
It's kind of interesting. The new business, which does not have a name yet, will be led by Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel. Vince McMahon, executive chairman at WWE, will serve in the same role at the new company. Dana White will continue as president of UFC, and Nick Khan will be president at WWE. Together, we will be a $21-plus billion live sports entertainment powerhouse with a collective fan base of more than a billion people and an exciting growth opportunity, McMahon said in a statement on Monday.
Could this be the most entertaining sport we've ever seen?
I don't know. I mean,
you put Dana White and Vince McMahon together in a room, what are they going to come up with?
Creating storylines in the UFC?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
I need the crap talk behind the stage and like the little skits and all of that.
Yeah, little skits.
Bring it to the UFC.
Yeah, but they're still real fighting.
Yes.
But it's just all the other funky stuff.
Put a little, briefcase of money above the ring. Throw a ladder
Have
in there.
Have them wear masks.
Yes.
Could jump it off the tightrope and stuff once in a while. Turn the turnbuckle. You got, name a UFC UFC fighter.
Justin Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje coming out in a motorcycle or
a bear costume on.
Yep. Like a helmet.
You make UFC great.
I mean, and let me ask you this. Now, I don't watch WWE anymore. But does it feel like it's getting popular again?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know if that's just based on, my algorithms. It's all I have of videos of, 90s and 2000s wrestling matches. Just little snippets of it. Just crazy, wild stuff, man.
No, but I see more and more wrestling clips and stuff on Twitter and TikTok just in the last couple of, 6 months or so. So I haven't gotten into it, but it's definitely growing in popularity, I think.
Wow. It's like I know something about this. The line in ESPN is right here. A synergy already exists talent-wise between WWE and UFC, with stars such as Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey crossing over between the two. Those are the first two I thought of.
There you go.
And there were some, in the early days of the UFC, I remember Tank Abbott was a UFC guy, and he crossed over to join WWE. No wrestling ability. He just comes in and punches. No, he's not doing high kicks or jumping off of anything. He's just coming in brawling. I will be really curious to see how this works out. If this is going to be, are you going to try to add a little juice to these UFC fights? Now, you already have when they do their weigh-in thing and their picture with each other. That's always a pretty intense moment.
But you're not really following that unless you're into the sport.
Yeah, I don't really know. How
do you
even
love to
that?
Watch UFC fights, fight nights and stuff like that, but I couldn't tell you who any of these people are.
Yeah.
And I wish I could. I wish I knew more about the fighters themselves. And it's just, these two guys are going to fight. Let me see which one I'm going to root for. But now I'm like, I get to know this guy.
UFC,
he's got
dude.
Some personality to him.
Hell in a Cell match.
Yes.
I love the briefcase thing. Ladder match.
Yes.
Let's go. Get ladders going.
Make it fun. Everyone does the same little walk out, and then they do their, checking routines.
They need music. Intro music? They don't have
they
intro?
They do.
Make it something really cool.
You could turn it up to 11.
Crank it, man.
Your introductions and the ambience of UFC. UFC fight nights are already a big deal. There's already celebrities there and all that kind of stuff. Feed into that. People want to watch this stuff.
I'm telling you, man. It's all about entertainment. It's taunting. It's fighting. It's trash talking. It's what we want. And don't give me this is the generation we're in nowadays. I'm like, you're the older generation created this with Muhammad Ali and boxing. You guys all went all in on that stuff. The Sonny Liston and all those guys talking trash to each other and then building up a fight. That's how it started then. I mean, hell, it was worse then. These guys were, like I said, the Pistons are punching dudes on the court. They're talking and they're bringing it and backing it up. So let's not pretend that this is a new thing. We are a bloodthirsty
species.
I mean, it's happened. We had the Coliseum, man. I mean,
been fighting each other for thousands of years.
It's what we want. But just add some bells and whistles to it. It all ties back to what Angel Reese did. You added some bells and whistles to it. It wasn't just a girls' college basketball game. It was the national championship, but we added a little. There's now there's a little juice to this. And if those two play each other again next year, there away we go.
I want fists flying this time.
Fists will be flying.
If we're going to make a big deal out of it this time, it happens again, there needs to be some hands thrown.
Jamal Murray was not a fan of a question asked to him last night about, you know, was that nice basically to see a win without the Joker, a win over Golden State, which they swept the season series, by the way, which Angel has an interesting little factoid on that.
Yes, so the Nuggets this season are the only Western Conference team to season sweep Stephen Curry in the Steve Kerr era.
How about that?
Last time this happened was in 2013-14.
Wow.
That was the Spurs.
Whoa. I mean, that's a big deal. And they did it without the Joker last night.
The Warriors for the Nuggets have always been that team that's kind of just, they're always waiting around the corner just to trip you up.
And I thought they were going to get him last night, too. I thought Golden State was going to come back. They get the jump ball. They're down two. I'm thinking, yeah, Steph Curry three.
Have we broken the 2013 playoff curse?
Maybe so, man. And that might be important because you may play them depending on how the seeding ends up here. Here's what Jamal said, though, about the question about, you know, feeling good just to get one over a team like Golden State without the Joker. He said, I've played without Nikola Jokic before. I think guys have played without Joker before. We know how to play basketball. It's just basketball. I thought everyone showed up. If you're wondering about the offense, I thought the offense played great. I thought we got exactly what we wanted. We're not the worst team when Joker is not on the court. I really don't like that. I thought everyone stepped up and played well. Coach was great. I thought he made great adjustments and just keeping us positive. We know how to play basketball, no matter who's out there. Listen, I like that you're saying that. I don't want you to come out and say, yeah, actually, we are scared crapless whenever we find out Joker's not playing. Yeah, I don't want you to say the opposite.
Is it a bit of recency bias coming off the Phoenix game?
The fact that they were...
Because we all put them like, oh, they're going to get blown out by Phoenix. And then they kept it competitive and close.
They did. Almost came back. So but now nobody was... Like, Jamal
maybe
wasn't.
This... They're not an awful team without Jokic, but they've shown us they can fight and they can win games if they need to.
Are they a play-in team without Joker?
No.
No. They're not.
They can win games, but they're not going to beat the Golden States.
No.
Normally.
They're barely a... If they're a play-in game, something's going really right for them. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you have any issue? You have an issue with what Angel Reese did at the toward the end of the game last night between LSU and Iowa? Go ahead and answer. Vote online at thewholeshow.com. We'll get to that on the other side. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Tanner Schwint this spring for Preps Baseball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We've had kind of a wild day of staying connected. As far as internet access and all this, our stream is back up, by the way. If you listen to us, if the easiest way for you to listen to us is via TuneIn or 1310kfk.com or whatever, well, that's back up and running. Maybe you have these issues. Are your shows buffering? Games lagging? Are your calls dropping? Here's the information, the rundown for you. Your old school internet company can't keep up. Their network isn't enough with everything that's going on now. It's time to fiber your internet with Allo Fiber. Visit allofiber.com/FYI. Again, that's allofiber.com/FYI. Get that stuff up and running, man, so you can do all your nothing worse than when you're playing a game, you're watching something on Netflix, too, and you're doing all these things, and then you just see that buffering circle, and then you just never really can get back to watching what you want to watch. Check our friends out at Allo Fiber. It's also the... It's where we do the show from every day. Allo Fiber Studios. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And I know in our new location, we are talking about working with Allo because, you know, this station, we've had contracts and everything too. So getting out of contracts. So just to let you know, those are things that are certainly on our radar as well as we go. Tight-knit Brewing poll question of the day. Any issue with Angel Reese and her antics near the end of the national championship game between LSU and Iowa? This Avery Morrow thing on Gel, I didn't hit it on Friday. We had a lot going on. Plus, we had Coach Jay Norvell on the program. Didn't bring that up with him for several reasons. But Kevin Lytle put together the basics on what's going on. An incident with Avery Morrow took place. Avery Morrow, for those of you who don't know, running back for the Rams. He transferred from Nevada over to CSU to join up with Jay Norvell. And on an offense that was pretty bad last year, Avery Morrow was he and Torrey Horton were kind of the two bright spots. Go figure, for Air Raid, ran the ball extremely well. Avery Morrow was one of those reasons. I've interviewed him several times on the show. Not that that matters, but just kind of, you know, we know the guy. And he was arrested after an incident on January 17th in Fort Collins. He's been charged with felony second-degree assault. Here's what you need to know. Here's what happened. Morrow's car was in a no-parking zone. A person riding on a bike, or I guess it was a skateboard, stated that he could not get around Morrow's car on a skateboard. I mean, it's going to be pretty tight, I guess. Was he parked in a tunnel or something?
Well, I mean, if you're on a curb or something, access to a level surface for your board.
Okay. The report says that the skateboarder stopped himself using the car, placed his hand on the rear of the vehicle to help him stop. He quickly removed his hand from the vehicle. He picked up his skateboard and began riding away. The report then says that Morrow exited his vehicle, tackled the person off his skateboard, and punched him 4 to 5 times. Morrow has been charged with second-degree assault, a Class 4 felony charge. The charge could carry a prison term of 2 to 6 years if he is convicted. The arrest was originally filed as a misdemeanor, but was escalated later due to the extent of the victim's injuries being classified as a serious bodily injury. The report says the person suffered a macular hole in his left eye as well as a broken orbital.
Yeah, a macular hole is basically it's a hole in the sheath that protects the back of your eye.
Yikes. Sounds painful.
Extremely.
And long-term, maybe?
Possibly.
Morrow's lawyer says this. His name is Eric Fisher. Says video evidence shows that there was room to maneuver around Morrow's vehicle without need to confront Morrow or hit his car. Now, they're saying he hit his car. And look, Angel, we read things, and my job is to just kind of give you my assessment of how I see things as they happen. So as I'm reading this, was he going so fast that he needed to stop himself on the car, or was he frustrated the car was blocking his way and hit the car with his hand? That's what I read. That's in my brain. I was thinking, did he hit the car, or did he gently use it to brace himself?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been a skateboarder in this type of situation where you hit a curve too fast, you're going downhill a little bit, and I need to stop, or I'm going to get hurt, or I'm going to, you know, my board's going to go into traffic, it's going to hit a car, or someone else is going to try to avoid it, whatever. So I've definitely been in that situation where you're trying to stop and you have to use whatever object is in front of you. And, you know, his lawyer says that there is video evidence of this, so I'd imagine there's a camera that was pointed at or near this incident. So this should be a fairly easy thing to understand.
Right.
Although the lawyer says that the incident was instigated by the victim.
Was he using the car to stop himself because he was out of control and didn't realize he couldn't get around the car until it was too late? Or was he frustrated that he couldn't get around the car and then hit the car with his hand? Because those are we're talking two totally different things now. Guy, you know, maybe didn't damage your property, but he hit your property.
It's important to note that Morrow was parked in a no parking zone.
Okay. That's also obviously bad. A lot of weird stuff happening in this, though.
Absolutely.
Again, no parking zone. That's the first thing. That instigated it. If you're parked in a no parking zone, that's the beginning of this. Did the skateboarder stop himself because he needed to stop himself, so he used the car to do that? That's different. Especially
or
if
did he purposely
Did he purposely
go at this
hit
car
him because he's in your way, right? And you're pissy at him? Again, if he's in a no parking zone, you weren't prepared to maybe see a car parked there or whatever, and you're going fast, whatever, you can't stop. Okay, again, I don't have the layout of where he was and how this happened, so it just seems strange that, you know.
I think the thing that you're going to be most keen to look at is the instigation itself.
Yes.
Who started this conference? If it was something was said, something was thrown, something was, you know, a gesture made or whatever, who did it first, who reacted to it, and then what was the following action?
Yeah, because, again, you're already penalized. You're in the no parking zone. Shouldn't have been parking there. If the skateboarder hit your car in frustration for some reason, does that give you the freedom to get out of your car and beat the holy hell out of him? No, but it gives you, I guess it gives you a little wiggle room here in the defense that it wasn't just a...
defending your property.
You're defending your property. A guy came up and hit your car. Should you be able to then get out and hit him?
You know, and it could be, you know, gets out of the car. Hey, what happened? Skater said, oh, you're in my way. Oh, now we fight.
Yeah.
That's just an assumption.
The lawyer says it's unfortunate the alleged victim created the confrontation and Avery did not react very well. There's a large dispute about the extent of the injuries and whether or not this confrontation resulted in the injuries. Morrow's next court appearance is scheduled for April 20th. Just worth noting, that's 2 days before the Colorado State Rams play in their spring green and gold game.
And his status with the team right now is suspended?
Out. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's... I don't think he's kicked off. He's just suspended.
Sure.
So, again, if the victim's story is accurate, not only will he not be playing football again, but he could be facing jail time. If the victim, if they can prove that the victim instigated this, started this, hit the car, and was saying something tomorrow, then it could be an act of somewhat of not necessarily self-defense, but starting up that way.
Right.
Because if the guy hit your car and basically said, what the hell are you doing, man? You get out of the freaking way. Blah, 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 blah. I better not do that again. And then Morrow gets out. What'd you say to me? Bam.
Right.
Not to say he... either way, he punched him. He beat him up.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly missing details in this, the affidavit that we got.
Yeah, so we know that, though. We know he tackled him and beat him up. We know he tackled him and hit him a few times. That's what we know. What led to that is what they're going to be trying to figure that out. Or figure out. Jay Norvell has no further comment on it, which is also why I was not bringing it up on Friday. We were told in a press release that the program and head coach Jay Norvell can have no further comment. Again, legal issues like this, they typically... so we didn't even ask. He was supposed to be the starting running back for CSU. So here we go. I mean, again, I think Kevin notes the legalities at the end of his article. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in court. Arrests and charges are merely accusations by law enforcement until and unless a suspect is convicted of a crime. But until then, Colorado State is going to separate themselves a moment, because that's what you have to do. I mean, you just have to do it at this point. And we'll see. 32 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Before we break, I want to tell you about one of our excellent sponsors of the program, and that's On the Rocks Liquor. They're always bringing us our game beer of the week. They got their free wine and beer tastings happening, and we'll get you our game beer of the week information throughout the day today. But that's On the Rocks Liquor. Do me a favor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Go grab a couple of cold ones for tonight's national championship game and tell them we sent you right here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We've had kind of a wild day of staying connected as far as internet access and all this. Our stream is back up, by the way. If you listen to us, if the easiest way for you to listen to us is via TuneIn or 1310KFKA.com or whatever, well, that's back up and running. Maybe you have these issues. Are your shows buffering? Games lagging? Are your calls dropping? Here's the information, the rundown for you. Your old school internet company can't keep up. Their network isn't enough with everything that's going on now. It's time to fiber your internet with Allo Fiber. Visit allofiber.com/FYI. Again, that's allofiber.com/FYI. Get that stuff up and running, man, so you can do all your nothing worse than when you're playing a game, you're watching something on Netflix too, and you're doing all these things, and then you just see that buffering circle, and then you just never really can get back to watching what you want to watch. Check our friends out at Aloe Fiber. It's also the it's where we do the show from every day. Aloe Fiber Studios. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. And I know in our new location, we are talking about working with Aloe because, you know, this station, we've had contracts and everything too. So getting out of contracts. So just to let you know, those are things that are certainly on our radar as well as we go. Tight-Knit Brewing poll question of the day. Any issue with Angel Reese and her antics near the end of the national championship game between LSU and Iowa? This Avery Morrow thing on Gel, I didn't hit it on Friday. We had a lot going on. Plus, we had Coach Jay Norvell on the program. Didn't bring that up with him for several reasons. But Kevin Lytle put together the basics on what's going on. An incident with Avery Morrow took place. Avery Morrow, for those of you who don't know, running back for the Rams. He transferred from Nevada over to CSU to join up with Jay Norvell. And on an offense that was pretty bad last year, Avery Morrow was he and Torrey Horton were kind of the two bright spots. Go figure, Fort Air Raid ran the ball extremely well. Avery Morrow was one of those reasons. I've interviewed him several times on the show. Not that that matters, but just kind of, you know, we know the guy. And he was arrested after an incident on January 17th in Fort Collins. He's been charged with felony second-degree assault. Here's what you need to know. Here's what happened. Morrow's car was in a no-parking zone. A person riding on a bike, or I guess it was a skateboard, stated that he could not get around Morrow's car on his skateboard. I mean, it's going to be pretty tight, I guess. Was he parked in a tunnel or something?
Well, I mean, if you're on a curb or something, access to a level surface for your board.
Okay. The report says that the skateboarder stopped himself using the car, placed his hand on the rear of the vehicle to help him stop. He quickly removed his hand from the vehicle. He picked up his skateboard and began riding away. The report then says that Morrow exited his vehicle, tackled the person off his skateboard, and punched him 4 to 5 times. Morrow has been charged with second-degree assault, a Class 4 felony charge. The charge could carry, again, could carry, a prison term of 2 to 6 years if he is convicted. The arrest was originally filed as a misdemeanor, but was escalated later due to the extent of the victim's injuries being classified as a serious bodily injury. The report says the person suffered a macular hole in his left eye, as well as a broken orbital.
Yeah, a macular hole is basically it's a hole in the sheath that protects the back of your eye.
Yikes. Sounds painful.
Extremely.
And long-term, maybe?
Possibly.
Morrow's lawyer says this. His name is Eric Fisher. Says video evidence shows that there was room to maneuver around Morrow's vehicle without need to confront Morrow or hit his car. Now, they're saying he hit his car. And look, Angel, we read things, and my job is to just kind of give you my assessment of how I see things as they happen. So as I'm reading this, was he going so fast that he needed to stop himself on the car, or was he frustrated the car was blocking his way and hit the car with his hand? That's what I read. That's what, in my brain, I was thinking, did he hit the car, or did he gently use it to brace himself?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been a skateboarder in this type of situation where you hit a curve too fast, you're going downhill a little bit, and I need to stop, or I'm going to get hurt, or I'm going to, you know, my board's going to go into traffic, it's going to hit a car, or someone else is going to try to avoid it, whatever. So I've definitely been in that situation where you're trying to stop and you have to use whatever object is in front of you. And, you know, his lawyer says that there is video evidence of this, so I'd imagine there's a camera that was pointed at or near this incident. So this should be a fairly easy thing to understand.
Right.
Although the lawyer says that the incident was instigated by the victim.
Was he using the car to stop himself because he was out of control and didn't realize he couldn't get around the car until it was too late? Or was he frustrated that he couldn't get around the car and then hit the car with his hand? Because those are we're talking two totally different things now. Guy, you know, maybe didn't damage your property, but he hit your property.
It's important to note that Morrow was parked in a no parking zone.
Okay, that's also obviously bad. A lot of weird stuff happening in this, though.
Absolutely.
Again, no parking zone. That's the first thing. That instigated it. If you're parked in a no parking zone, that's the beginning of this. Did the skateboarder stop himself because he needed to stop himself, so he used the car to do that. That's different. Especially
or
if
did he purposely
did he
go
purposely
at this
hit
car
him because he's in your way right. and you're pissy at him? Again, if he's in a no parking zone, you weren't prepared to maybe see a car parked there or whatever, and you're going fast, whatever, you can't stop. Okay. Again, I don't have the layout of where he was and how this happened, so it just seems strange that, you know.
I think the thing that you're going to be most keen to look at is the instigation itself.
Yes.
Who started this conference? If it was something was said, something was thrown, something was, you know, a gesture made or whatever, who did it first, who reacted to it, and then what was the following action?
Yeah, because, again, you're already penalized. You're in the no parking zone. Shouldn't have been parking there. If the skateboarder hit your car in frustration for some reason, does that give you the freedom to get out of your car and beat the holy hell out of him? No, but it gives you, I guess it gives you a little wiggle room here in the defense that it wasn't just a...
Defending your property.
You're defending your property. A guy came up and hit your car. Should you be able to then get out and hit him?
You know, and it could be, you know, gets out of the car. Hey, what happened? Skater said, oh, you're in my way. Oh, now we fight.
Yeah.
That's just an assumption.
The lawyer says it's unfortunate the alleged victim created the confrontation and Avery did not react very well. There's a large dispute about the extent of the injuries and whether or not this confrontation resulted in the injuries. Morrow's next court appearance is scheduled for April 20th. Just worth noting, that's 2 days before the Colorado State Rams play in their spring green and gold game.
And his status with the team right now is suspended?
Out, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's... I don't think he's kicked off. He's just suspended.
Sure.
So, again, if the victim's story is accurate, not only will he not be playing football again, but he could be facing jail time. If the victim, if they can prove that the victim instigated this, started this, hit the car, and was saying something tomorrow, then it could be an act of somewhat of not necessarily self-defense, but starting up that way.
Right.
Because if the guy hit your car and basically said, what the hell are you doing, man? You get out of the freaking way. Blah, 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 blah. I better not do that again. And then Morrow gets out. What'd you say to me? Bam.
Right.
Not to say he... Either way, he punched him. He beat him up.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly missing details in this, the affidavit that we got.
Yeah, so we know that, though. We know he tackled him and beat him up. We know he tackled him and hit him a few times. That's what we know. What led to that is what they're going to be trying to figure that out. Or figure out. Jay Norvell has no further comment on it, which is also why I was not bringing it up on Friday. We were told in a press release that the program and head coach Jay Norvell can have no further comment. Again, legal issues like this, they typically... So we didn't even ask. He was supposed to be the starting running back for CSU. So here we go. I mean, again, I think Kevin notes the legalities at the end of his article. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in court. Arrests and charges are merely accusations by law enforcement until and unless a suspect is convicted of a crime. But until then, Colorado State is going to separate themselves a moment, because that's what you have to do. I mean, you just have to do it at this point. And we'll see. 32 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, before we break, I want to tell you about one of our excellent sponsors of the program, and that's On the Rocks Liquor. They're always bringing us our game beer of the week. They got their free wine and beer tastings happening, and we'll get you our game beer of the week information throughout the day today. But that's On the Rocks Liquor. Do me a favor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Go grab a couple of cold ones for tonight's national championship game and tell them we sent you right here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show, powered by PDC Energy. It's the whole show, I should say. I want to thank a new sponsor of the program, a guy I've gotten to know over this last, at the end of the year last year and then starting this year. Great guy from Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, my guy Ryan Hicks. He was working with us with the Dalen Kuntz Show, big time Bear supporter. He's a Bear. He and another guy started it up 20 years ago. They're Bears alumni, so they care about UNC and the community, the prep scene as well. That's Renaissance Insurance, man. They specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are your go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Talk to my guy, Ryan Hicks, or any of the great folks at Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, and they'll steer you in the right direction. 12:55 the time. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at the wholeshow.com. And I just want to know, did you have any issues with Angel Reese and the taunting last night toward Caitlin Clark? We hit that earlier in the show, but kind of recharging it for some of you that are just joining us. I for one, don't have an issue with it. It's something we're talking about today. You know, we've had some interesting discussions. I don't want it to go in the direction of, if you didn't have a problem with Caitlin Clark, then you shouldn't have a problem with this. Those were two totally different things. And then, of course, now some are trying to make it about a race thing. You know, hey, Angel Reese is saying, hey, this is for the girls that look like me and blah, 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 blah. Come on. Sometimes you just have to take a step away from all that and just look at something with your logical brain and say, are the ones that are having issues with this, is it because of how it was done? Caitlin Clark's antics were different than Angel Reese's antics. They were different. Whether you are for the taunting, cool with the taunting, or hate the taunting, let's at least acknowledge, I'm acknowledging it, and I'm actually for it. I'm acknowledging that they're two totally different things. So we can't let that be our argument. The argument is, was that good for college basketball last night? Was what Angel Reese did good for college basketball? And I mean, we're talking about it, and sometimes they say there's no such thing as bad press. I mean, it's bad press is good press sometimes. We are discussing women's college basketball, and so is everybody in America today. At some point, that conversation came up in your local sports shows, your national sports shows, television shows, local writers, beat writers, all that stuff. It's coming up. It's a topic of discussion. Go vote. It's a tight race, actually, on the poll. 52%, just over 52% say, yes, I do have issues with it. While 47% saying no. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll see where it ends by show's end. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.